So Tony left after 4 or 5 days and went back. And of course, he could telephone, but he had to get permission to telephone, and you had to get book a time. It was all quite difficult. But I had an uncle who worked for the Canadian Pacific Railway in Montreal, and he was able to perhaps hasten my departure a bit. So I went down to Halifax on a train carrying people who were, some were war brides, some had been trapped in Canada during the war. And then we got out at the docks, and we didn't see but 6,000 Canadian troops. I think the ship was the Empress of Britain. I had discharged them in the morning, and they were, you know, they'd come back after the war. And we came on board the ship. It was fine. You know, I was in a cabin with maybe 3 or 4 others. And up on the deck one day, I was talking to an officer on the ship, and he said, "I can't imagine why you're leaving this wonderful country, Canada, to go to Britain." And I said, "Well, I'm in love, and I got married. Of course I'm coming." And he said, "I'll be on the ship that takes you back to Canada. You'll never stay." Well, of course I did.
You did.
A few years ago, I had a party at the log cabin in the December. And people said, "Don, why are you having this party? Is it?" And we know it's not your birthday, which is April the 1st. And I said, "Well, a bit later, Alistair will make a little speech." So Alistair told them the bit of the history. And then he said, and his daughter Katie was there, and he said, "Well, Mum didn't go back, did she? She stayed, or I wouldn't be here." And Katie said, "Or I wouldn't be here."